I want to talk a little bit about Solomon's attitude to the poor. All that he says in Proverbs is true and is inspired by God, I don't doubt. But that is not to say that he also did not have his personal little agendas in a lot of the things he says. It's rather like when Paul says to Timothy, please bring my cloak with me. He was cold, I guess, and he wanted a warm jacket. What he wrote was inspired, but he had his little personal agenda there without question. And I think it's the same with Solomon in the Proverbs. And when he talks about the poor, it's almost as if he mocks them. All the way through Proverbs, he seems to be saying that the poor are poor because they are lazy or because they are lacking in wisdom. They don't pay attention to what I say. And the wealthy, well, they are wise. They're wealthy because they're hardworking and wise. You know, the thoughts of the diligent, hardworking result only in plenteousness, Proverbs 21. Proverbs 13, an abundance of food is in poor people's fields, but the AV says want of judgment sweeps it away. NEV says injustice sweeps it away, but I think the AV is right. He says that they've got a lot of potential in their fields, but lacking in judgment, and so they don't get it. That would be in line with Proverbs 13, verse 18, where he says, poverty and shame come to him who refuses discipline, but he who heeds correction is honoured. Yes, in one sense, but he's building up an overall picture here in Proverbs, because he keeps talking about the themes of poverty and laziness. He's building up an impression that the poor are poor because they are lazy. Proverbs 13:25 is again a case. The righteous eat as much as they need, but the belly of the wicked is always hungry. Yes and no. The righteous are sometimes struck with poverty. And as we know, the wicked are often not at all hungry, but are full with everything that they want in this life. Got it again in Proverbs 28:19. The one who works his land will have abundance of food. If you get on and work hard, you'll have plenty of food. But the one who just chases dreams will be full of poverty. Well, yes and no. As I say, when you put the whole teaching together, Solomon almost seems to be mocking the poor as lazy and poor because they are lazy and unwise. And whilst there is some element of truth in that in some cases, I really don't think you can say that that is an overall principle. Because as the Bible also often points out, often the righteous suffer and the wicked are the ones in power with everything. And the book of Job is very clear about that. So, why does Solomon have this view? Well, it's because he was wealthy and because by nature he was hardworking. You read his sort of autobiography in Ecclesiastes 1 and 2. He talks about all the things he did. He was a very hardworking sort of guy. And just some people are wired like that and other people aren't. If you contrast Solomon's attitude with that of David, it's quite different on this. David says that he cried to God as a poor man in Psalm 34. This poor man cried and God heard me. When Saul wants him to marry his daughter, 1 Samuel 18:23, David says, but I'm a poor man. I'm not worthy of this. And David lived much of his life regretting how he had killed Uriah, who we're told was the poor man whom David abused. That's why David says, Psalm 82, that blessed is he who defends the poor and gives to them. So, Solomon doesn't appreciate that. He has no idea of grace, no idea of mercy, no idea of desperately needing God's forgiveness, no looking forward to Jesus as his saviour because he thinks he is the messianic son of David, no looking forward to, by grace, inheriting the kingdom, as David's often talking about, because he thinks that he's got the kingdom right now. So this simplistic attitude to the poor can be ours if we are not careful. It's simply not so that God rewards people with wealth and punishes the unjust with poverty. This is the huge error of the prosperity gospel, that if you believe, God will bless you with prosperity. This is not the case. In Proverbs 28:19, Solomon says, "One who works his land will be satisfied with bread." NEV says, "will have an abundance of food." And Solomon says this several times, Proverbs 12, Proverbs 20, as well as Proverbs 28:19, where he says that if you work hard, you'll be satisfied with bread. But David uses that phrase in Psalm 132:15, where he says that it is by God's blessing of grace that we are satisfied with bread. So Solomon is totally focused upon works rather than faith in blessings which come by grace, by undeserved favour. And you've got to realise this, because the more you do, the more you will not despise the poor. Why are people not generous to the poor? And by the poor, I don't just mean materially poor people lying on the street. I mean, there are people below the rung of the ladder to you in some context or another. It may not be materially, but in some context or another, there are people below the ladder, below the rung, the next rung down to you. And the biggest reason, I think, psychologically, why we stop ourselves from helping them is because we think it's their fault. And this is just really not the case at all. Because, as I say, all is of grace, and there but for God's grace go you and me.